Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:47, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. The rain from Nicholas is spreading now from Houston all the way really to Mobile, Alabama, but some of the heaviest of it is coming down over Lake Charles, Louisiana right now, and it has been in waves over the last several hours. We all know what happened just over a year ago in Lake Charles with Hurricane Laura, Category 4, devastating that region, and then Hurricane Delta coming on the heels of Laura. Let's check in with the mayor of Lake Charles, Nick Hunter, to see how they're withstanding what Nicholas is bringing over there. How you hanging in there, Nick?
Well, I just checked in with our fire chief this morning, and over the evening we were very steady in a good way, and that's not to say things can't change quickly. We do believe this is going to be much more of a flooding event as opposed to a wind event. And, you know, you mentioned the hurricanes, but also a winter storm in February of this year. And on May 17th of this year, we had a 1,000-year flood event. So all in all, this could be our fifth federally declared natural disaster within a course of 13 months, which is just, I mean, we've already surpassed unprecedented and historic. I don't know the word for the territory we're in right now.
Yeah, you start to run out of words. I'm looking at radar right now, and there's a really strong thunderstorm coming through Bridge City in Orange, Texas. It looks like it's going to come right up I-10 your way. So I hope everybody is in secure structures and ready to withstand this. A year after Laura really put a wallop on you, how's it going in getting rebuilt from a residential standpoint? We'll talk about the federal situation after this, but right now, how is the housing stock doing? How are people doing? Are they in secure homes now, by and large?
Well, there's 80,000 people in Lake Charles, and you're going to get 80,000 different answers to that question. It really depends on where people were before the storms. I mean, these natural disasters will oftentimes only exacerbate existing problems and social problems that were there before a storm. So when you drive around the city, you can oftentimes see some neighborhoods that have recovered. Oftentimes those are neighborhoods that had insurance, flood insurance. And then you see some neighborhoods that look like Hurricane Laura hit yesterday. And, you know, those are some of our most vulnerable individuals, low to moderate income individuals. We have homes in this city that look like Hurricane Laura just hit yesterday.
Well, here we are 16 years and change after Katrina, and everyone around here still knows those neighborhoods that look exactly like they did right after Katrina. So I get it. I understand it. You're only a year and change out. We're 16 years and change out, but we got hit again. You got hit twice last year, and all of the other ills that have Mother Nature has sent your way. When we come back, I know we never wish ill on anyone else, but like we here in New Orleans find some solace in the fact that New York and New Jersey got hit by Ida as well, because it probably means a lot more support for a federal relief package. Is Lake Charles going to benefit from the fact that Ida hit New Orleans and New York and New Jersey? We'll get the mayor's thoughts on that after this. Check on traffic on WWL. Talking with Nick Hunter, the mayor of Lake Charles. Like New Orleans, he's under the orange blob on the Hurricane Center's rainfall map, which shows you could get up to 10 inches of rain. They're bracing for potential flooding from what is now Tropical Storm Nicholas. Nick, last time we talked to you, you still didn't have a supplemental spending bill from the United States Congress more than a year after Hurricane Laura. Now that Hurricane Ida hit southeast Louisiana, and now that Hurricane Ida hit New Jersey and New York, where there are a whole lot more U.S. representatives and a whole lot of control in the U.S. Senate and the folks up there, do you think finally you're going to get the money that Lake Charles needs from the feds to get back on your feet?
I think we're a heck of a lot closer, and I think that it would have happened eventually without Ida. It is inexcusable the length of time that it would have taken. But certainly Ida elevated the conversation. And as you said, you never want to wish misery on anyone. But it's just a reality that when more congressmen and U.S. senators are interested in what's going on in their own district, things tend to move along quicker. And so we do expect that hopefully sometime this month there would be a vote of Congress that would support some supplemental disaster aid, and Southwest Louisiana, the entire state of Louisiana actually would hopefully be included in that.
You know, we talk often about how our locals get hurricane amnesia, and that the next time a major storm comes, we have so many people who literally were too young to remember the previous one, or just have gotten accustomed to not having to evacuate and those kinds of things. Well, sometimes it feels like lately, with all the increased activity, that Washington is tired of hearing about hurricanes. They're like, yeah, another hurricane. You know, since 2017, the Gulf Coast has been hit by 5 major hurricanes now. And you've got to wonder if they're like, we can't keep spending billions to help these people after hurricanes, but it looks like finally you will get the help you need, huh?
I think we're a lot closer. And, you know, we have to remember that every time something like this happens, we build back to be more resilient. And Ida is an example. Look at what happened in New Orleans with Ida versus Katrina. The money that the federal government invested in those levees was a good investment. And so we do believe that when, thankfully, our U.S. brethren will come to support us, it will be to help make us more sustainable for the next one. And we also have to remember this commentary about why do you live there? You just shouldn't live there. Guys, look what Ida did. Ida affected a dozen states. There were more deaths from Ida outside the state of Louisiana. So this whole idea of just don't live there and get away from natural disasters, turn on the TV and take a look at what's happened around this whole damn country. It's not just the Gulf Coast where natural disasters are striking.
Nick, we're hoping and praying for you. You know we have you on here all the time here on WWL so that you can keep your voice being heard, and that hopefully we get you the help that your community so badly deserves and needs. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, sir.
All right, hang in there through Nicholas. Nick Hunter, now dealing with Tropical Storm Nick. You know, it's
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.